King of Games, Tariq Elite on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize.
What? Yeah. What? Yeah. What? Yeah. It's the return of the motherfucking psychopath. Compton, California, well it might go bad quick. Make wise backflip. Homies kill homies over bitches and half zip. Forever 2G like what I get for each P flip. Rolling a fast shift, staying to my lane though. Cali to the death, you can tell by my lingo. Marks wanna hang, fuck around and get strangled. Out of town is thinking sweet, get peeled like mangoes. Around this hoe, paint wet, watch me fuck around and drown this hoe. Safe sex ain't really what go down here, bro. It's everything turned. Fire weed, fire head, everything's burnt. The good and the bad, yeah, everything's learned. The money's always right, like an everyday clerk.
Yeah.
J filled with perk, like it's 2006. Yeah, my gang when I'm out your shit, like fuck. Get high, get drunk, stay on.
Fuck.
Hit the club, find a chick, get gone.
Fuck.
At the bottom, our nigga on top.
Oh, same yeah. Nigga, like what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Show. And we're broadcasting live right out here in California. Glad to have everybody tuning in to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this show on iTunes. You get the show downloaded to your iPod or your iPad every Wednesday. If you subscribe at iTunes, go to iTunes and type in the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And you can also check us out at TariqRadio.com. And don't forget to check us out at HiddenColorsFilm.com. We're still working on Hidden Colors 3. You guys can still contribute to the making of Hidden Colors 3 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. And be sure to get the authentic non-bootleg DVD at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Now, we're going to get into some real good game today. And the phone number is 818-850-5404. I want everybody to call up with your questions before we get into the game. And we will be right back on the Tariq Elite Show right after these messages. The Roadside 911. The Roadside 911 company not only offers top-of-the-line roadside assistance such as car towing, gas delivery, and unlocking your door and jump-starting your vehicle, they also offer hospital coverage in case you happen to be in an accident. They also offer bail bond coverage if you happen to get caught up in a DUI. And they offer benefits as low as $20 a month. You can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen. Go to theroadside911.com. Again, that's theroadside911.com. Guys, do you know that your testosterone production drops by 2% when you hit the age of 30, and by 40, it takes an even sharper decline? Elite Alchemy has you covered with their Extreme Test dietary supplement, and it's known to break up bound-up testosterone and allowing it to flow freely. Extreme Test dietary supplement is also packed with vitamins and minerals believed to stimulate testosterone production and offer a heightened effect, increasing male enhancement. You get all of these benefits and much, much more for the low price of $38.95. Check out Elite Alchemy's complete line of products. Go to EliteAlchemy.com. Imperial Hustle Entertainment. Now, they give great independent media for urban culture. Check out their magazines that's geared towards models, music artists, and entrepreneurs. It's a perfect, affordable publication for music artists to get their music heard. Their publications are available throughout Southern California and select locations nationwide. Find out more by going to imperialhustle.com or call them at 619-866-4792 and connect with them today. That's imperialhustle.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's up, family? We are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm glad to have everybody tuning in. Now, we got a lot of folks calling. Let's see who we got on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, and see what's popping. Let me see who we got here. What's going on? Who's calling?
What up, Tariq?
What's up?
Hen Dog.
Hen Dog, where you calling from, player?
Calling from Compton.
There you go. What's on your mind, bro?
Much respect, man. I'm a big fan of yours. Yo, so I'm in a long-distance relationship, right?
Okay.
I've been with her for about 2 years. She lived with me for about a year and a half, and she moved to a different state, right? So it's been 4 months we've been having this long-distance relationship thing, and the plan is for me to move out there in about 6 months. So, you know, I'm a little nervous about that because I'm making a big sacrifice for the relationship. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, should I do it?
Now, where does she live? Now, what city is she in? Where does she live?
Texas.
Texas, okay. Now, do you have you got any kind of money, you know, stacked up or any kind of money to be made out there? You got a career going out there? What are you going to do out there in Texas to get your paper up?
Well, see, I'm in school right now. In about 6 months, I'll be able to transfer to a university. So my plan is to transfer out there, you know what I'm saying, get a part-time job and go to school out there and get my education game up, you know what I'm saying? She has a legit job out there right now, which is why she moved out there.
Okay.
So I'd be dependent upon her financially to a large degree.
You know what I mean?
But at the same time, it's like, it's not just some random chick. It's a chick that, you know, we've talked about marriage and whatnot, and it's serious. It's not just some random jump-off girl that I'm moving out of state for, you feel me?
Now, how old are you and how old is she?
I'm 26. She's about 31. Okay. 5 years different.
Oh, okay. My thing is this, man. When you start getting dependent on these females, man, dudes be saying shit like, yeah, I'm just going to be dependent on her temporarily until I get it together. And then what's going to happen, man? You might end up getting on her and getting real lazy with your shit, because dudes get real comfortable with that. And you don't want to break out of that. And then she's going to get resentful. And then you're going to end up being a dusty nigga. So you got to be very careful about that. Moving to another city to live with the chick, you got to be very, very careful. You got to really want to go to that spot. For example, you go down to Texas, and let's say the relationship goes to hell. I mean, y'all just, you know, break up for whatever reason. Now your ass is stuck in Texas. Yeah. You understand that? So you...
I feel you, but see, like... No, sorry, cut you off. Go ahead.
But you want to... If you move to another place like that, man, you want to do it not just for the relationship, but you have to enjoy it yourself. You have to do it for yourself, and you got to be comfortable and content with yourself being there, because being from Compton, again, I lived in Compton, and, you know, moving to Texas, that's a culture shock. It's totally different. And out here, you know, we used to shit popping off all the time. We used to a lot of energy. And you go to other cities, man, and that shit gets real slow motion. You get bored very quickly.
Yeah,
man.
I heard that.
Yeah, and it fucks it messes with you psychologically, trust me. So, you got to sit
on. So she lived with me for about a year and a half, and I supported her or whatever, so her career jumped off, and then, you know, so tables have turned a little bit. So when I moved out there, like, I always wanted to move outside the state, outside of California, so it wouldn't be just for the relationship, because I always wanted that difference of pace, you feel me?
Okay.
But it would be primarily for the relationship, not solely, right, but primarily for the relationship.
Well, does she have any kids?
No, she has no kids. She ain't, like, she ain't a hood rat. She ain't no, you know, dusty broad. She, like, a real cool chick, down to earth, you know, meek, all this stuff. So I feel like, I know you said before that a lot of females, you know, when you come to depend upon a female, they start to have a control or think they have control.
Right.
But I don't see her doing that. I don't see her being that kind of a person, because she's very, you know, very low key, ain't all flashy, ain't all like that. You feel me?
Okay, well, you know it better than we do. So if everything is cool with her, man, I would say, you know, just go ahead and rock out with that. Go for that and see what's popping and see how it works. And always have the option to bring your ass back to Compton if shit don't get, you know, popping out there in Texas.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I mean, it ain't simple, though, right, if I do it, because I ain't trying to be, like, fall into that same category. So if I go out there for the relationship primarily, is that considered simping, or am I still good?
No, it's not simping, you know. I mean, it depends on how well you know the woman and if she's cool and all that. If that's your lady and y'all got a real good understanding and you guys are cool and y'all really see a future, that's cool in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I
would say check it out, man, and again, use your option to bring your ass back home if things don't work out. You feel me?
For sure, man. All right, much respect, Rick. Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call, fam. Let's see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
It's Mike from New York, sorry.
What's up, Mike from New York?
Yeah.
What's going on, Mike from New York? What's on your mind, fam?
I'm trying to deal with this female, right? And she's acting kind of flaky, but I'm pretty sure that the only reason she's doing that is because I flaked out on her a couple of times. Like, what should I do to get back in her good graces?
Well, the thing is, man, the woman is a reflection of you. And if she sees that you're a flaky dude, you ain't about your word, you ain't about business, why should she be about her business? Why should she be a woman of her word? See, the thing is, it ain't about her, it's about you. You got to step your game up, and you got to be that leadership type of dude. You have to be the dude, and you got to be the person you want her to be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of cats want to take shortcuts in the game, and you want somebody to be this and that, and you want them to be the princess in shining armor, but you don't want to step your game up and be a reflection of that. You want them to be something you're not so they can compensate for what you are not. And the game don't work like that. So you got to be a stand-up dude in order for females to be stand-up with you. Understand that. You feel me?
definitely.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Mike. We're going to get a couple of more calls. I'm on fire tonight, family. What's going on? Who's calling? Hello with the prepaid. Prepaid phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh.
Okay. Sound like her ass just got socked in the ear by her baby dad because he heard a masculine voice on the phone. Domestic violence is wrong, nigga. Love does not come from a fist. It doesn't come from a fist. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tyreek? It's Don from Mississippi.
What's up, Don from Mississippi? How you doing, fam?
I'm doing good, man. Nice to get in. Chelsea.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was wondering how you get started into your business as a radio host.
Oh, man, well, the first thing, man, have something to say and be original and be able to articulate yourself. And that's the main thing. And if you do that, the audience will find you. All you have to do is you have a thorough opinion, have a unique perspective, and people will find you. All right, man, thanks for the call, fam.
I appreciate it.
And also, I should have told him to get a better fucking phone if you're going to take calls, because that nigga phone was a beast. That nigga phone sounded like a prison phone. Again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to get into some real good, deep game today. Now, last week, I talked about side pieces, jump-offs, different categories of side women. And I want to tie a little bit of that into today's theme. Today's theme is a little more deep, though. I'm going to talk about the phenomenon in this country of being a victim of a black man. That's always been a very tried and trusted phenomenon in this country. The quickest way to get sympathy from the dominant society in this country is to be a victim of a black man, or to claim that you are a victim of a black man, saying that a black male, or black people in general, but a black male in particular, saying that a black man did something to you. That's an easy way to come up in this country. Even with the knockout game, you know, I've been talking about the knockout game for the past few weeks. People going around saying that black men are going around playing this game where they're knocking out white folks. That's a way to get sympathy. That's a way to get political clout. That's a way to get a rallying of the masses. If you want to get gentrification going on in your neighborhood, just say that black men are messing it up. You get sympathy very quickly being a victim or being a perceived victim of a black man. Saying that a black man kidnapped you. We've seen several stories in the media where people make up stories like that. People said, black man drowned my babies. Black man killed my wife. And we found out that people were lying. Even in the knockout game situation, there was a white lady who said black dudes punched her in the eye. And they found out that it was her boyfriend who actually punched her in the eye, a white guy. But again, she knew about the blame the black man phenomenon, and you can be a victim of that, and you can get all types of sympathy. I talked about on Ustream, there was a case of a skateboarder down in Miami. I think it was in Miami or Fort Lauderdale, where the skateboarder was all bruised up and beat up, and he went and told the media that some black dudes jumped him and robbed him. And he got hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations. He got all types of sympathy from the people down there in Florida. But what happened? They ended up finding a surveillance tape. And what happened was he was skateboarding in a parking structure. This son of a bitch fell and bust his ass. That's how he got his injuries. So again, the victim of a black man phenomenon, people know that they can milk that. And that phenomenon is getting deep. It's always been deep, but it's getting deeper. It's a way to get sympathy very quickly. And everybody's in on it, by the way. Let's not get it twisted. There's some people in the black community who want to be in on it. A lot of the black feminists try to get in on it. They try to blame the black man for all of this stuff. But the thing is, unfortunately for them, the dominant society doesn't give them any sympathy, because the dominant society looks at them as being just as inferior, if not more inferior, than black males. That's the perception of the dominant society. So when a lot of black feminists try to play the black man did something to me, the whole victim hustle, nobody's really feeling sympathy for them. But others in the dominant society, you can quickly get sympathy for you by playing the victim of a black man game. The most recent case is a guy named Arian Foster, football player down in Texas. Now, he had a situation. He's a married guy. I think he's married to a white chick already. He's married to a white lady, and he had him another white female side piece. He had a 20-year-old white blonde chick who was his side piece. And let me say this. 2014 is going to be the year of the side piece. The side piece chicks are coming up in the game right about now. A lot of these side chicks are straight up coming up in the game. I talked about that last week. Dwayne Wade, he had a side piece who had a baby. Ludacris, his side piece had a baby. So, again, these side piece chicks are coming up. And, again, a lot of you dudes got to step up to the 2014 game. A lot of you dudes are using that 2010-2011 game. And it's not working right now. The game evolves. The game evolves every 5 years. Everything evolves, family. Rap music evolves. Like a rap music from 5 years ago, it's not the same as a rap song now. Clothes evolve, slang evolve, social networking evolves. Everything evolves and technology evolves. So don't think that game and the way we have to interact with one another, don't think that that doesn't evolve. And it evolves for the better or the worse. And a lot of things that were looked down upon back in the day are kind of praised today. Back in the day, if a woman was messing with a married dude, she kept it on the low. He kept it on the low, because for a woman to come out saying she was messing with a married dude, that's kind of shameful on her part. Like, hey, you know what you were doing. Are you a homewrecker? They had names for them. They called them homewreckers and all types of stuff. So there was a negative stigma for that. But now, this day and age, you allow these women to play the victim role, especially if they're dealing with a black male. Understand, when you're dealing with a black male, that's your get out of blame free card. You can play your victim card when you're dealing with a black male. That's all. I was talking on Ustream about hustling on Ustream this past Sunday. And I was talking about how black folks, if you hustle in the hustle world, you're not supposed to hustle with white folks. And this is not to disparage white people, but white people are snitches, especially if they do any kind of street business with a black person. You're their get out of jail free card. They're always going to snitch on you. You never hustle with white folks. You're going to be the get out of jail free card. And if you do deal with them, you just got to be very weary of dealing with them on a street level. Because if you do dirt, they know that they can just say you made them do it. They pull the whole Patty Hearst thing. And I talked about Patty Hearst on my show before. There was this lady, this very wealthy white lady in the 1970s, part of the Hearst publishing empire. She started hanging out with these black nationalists, and they were robbing banks and getting food and taking food and money to the hood. When everybody got caught, her ass used the brainwash defense. She was like, hey, those niggas brainwashed me. I didn't know what I was doing. So she flipped. And people do that. When they have the option to do something, people are going to utilize their options. That's just human nature. Good or bad, right or wrong, I'm just telling you about people's options. When they have options, they utilize the options they have. So you have to understand that. But the thing is, like I said, things that were applicable years ago, things that were looked down upon years ago, might not be applicable or might not be looked down upon now. They might be praised now. And again, back to this Arian Foster situation, he's a young African-American brother. I think he's like 27 years old, had him a little 20-year-old white girl side piece. And he made a lot of mistakes in the game. And again, let me explain the situation. Right now, she's pregnant. She came up pregnant. She's doing interviews with the dry crying. She's doing the whole fake crying, fake tears. I mean, she should get a Golden Globe Award. And some of the language she's using, she's using those white supremacist buzzwords. Like, he was threatening me to get an abortion. He was harassing me to get an abortion. Meaning, basically, he said, hey, we shouldn't have this baby. Why don't you get an abortion? This ain't right. You know, just, you know, I'm married. You know I'm married. This is going to mess up my family. This is going to mess up my career. Why don't you get an abortion? So she has flipped that to say, well, he's threatening me to get an abortion. See, those keywords, those buzzwords keeps her in victim mode. You have to understand the game. He's harassing me to get an abortion. See, those are victim terms. See, a lot of cats think that if you get a side piece and who's a white chick, that's going to be your sanctuary. That's going to be your out. And a lot of times, that's not going to be your out because a lot of the white girls are in on the take, too. So you got to be very careful who you deal with on all levels. The game is different. Back in the day, you can have your wife, if you're a rich black dude, you get your white girl side piece, she keep her mouth shut, everything is cool. Again, the game is evolving now. Some of these white girls are turning cold on you. A lot of these white girls will take one for the team. Because people in the dominant society know, okay, they'll let her be the sacrificial lamb, but when she gets her foot in the door, we can all eat off this nigga's plate. When you're dealing with a brother, a rich brother, they'll let a white girl be the sacrificial lamb. She get her hooks in you, then the lawyers eat, her family eat, his family. I mean, everybody's going to eat off you. So you got to be very cognizant of what's going on in the game. And hopefully this brother gets it together, Arian Foster. And he made another mistake. And I won't say it's a mistake because it can go either way. And let me explain. See, when you have brothers out here who are balling, you got to be very careful of all the women you deal with, because women have angles and they can get at your paper directly from certain angles. You feel me? And I'm talking about direct paper. I ain't talking about women who are like, who will fuck you and then try to get a love in hip hop. That's them just trying to ride off some fumes. They're trying to build their own name off yours. And then they're trying to get a parallel income off your name. See, that's the black girl hustle, by the way. That's one of the black girls' hustles. But the thing is, the angle for them to try to get directly at your paper, there's a few angles they can go at. Now, black females, when they see a brother who's balling, black females can only utilize one angle. That's the pregnancy angle. That's really the only way they can get some paper, because they can't use any other angle. Unless they get married, and a lot of dudes, you know, they got all types of prenups and all types of, they got all types of prenups for that. But the black girl hustle is the pregnancy angle. That's their angle. The white girls, when they're trying to get out a balling dude, there's generally three different angles they can use that will be supported by a system. Well, one angle is the pregnancy hustle. That's one angle. Rarely use. A lot of white girls don't use the pregnancy hustle with brothers who are balling like that, because they can utilize their other angles. And I'm talking about women who are trying to just get their come up on. I ain't talking about women who are like, okay, let me marry this guy and invest in him. No, that's different. I'm talking about women who are trying to get their little scandalous hustle on, trying to get their side piece come up and so on. Like I said, one is the pregnancy hustle. The second one is the emotional manipulation hustle. They can say, well, I was dating such and such athlete and I thought he loved me and he emotionally manipulated me. I felt so betrayed. That's the angle that those women used on Tiger Woods. That's the angle they used on Tiger Woods, because Tiger Woods was, you know, he had him a couple of white little side pieces, and when they found out they can get some paper, they... Gloria Allred came along and told him about the emotional distress hustle, and they all said, okay, I was emotionally distressed, and I think he might have had to break a little bread to keep him silent. Some of them. And the third angle they can use is always the rape angle. They can always use that rape angle. They can, Kobe Bryant, that happened with Kobe, that Kate Faber chick out there in Colorado. She used the rape hustle. It didn't work. And there was another athlete. What's his name? I mentioned him on the show. I can't think of his name. His name is on the tip of my tongue. Young guy, another white girl tried to use the rape angle on him. But that didn't work because they had pictures together. And that's what I was going to say about Arian Foster. The thing is, with the pictures can go one way or another. And I talked about this on Instagram. A lot of times, fellas, when you have your side piece chick, you shouldn't be taking too many cupcaking pictures with them. Because a lot of them will use that and say, well, hey, look, we were in love. Look at us. We're all taking pictures together. I thought we were in love. Because they keep those pictures and they use that as leverage later on down the line. Now, it can go another way, too, because a lot of times if women are going to use the whole rape angle and you don't have pictures, you might be in another predicament. Because they can say, well, I was walking along by myself and this nigga came and raped me. I didn't know he was a multimillionaire. And if you say, hey, well, look, I got pictures of me and her together, that destroys her argument. And that's what happened with that other football player. I can't think of this brother's name. It's on the tip of my tongue. But y'all might know who I'm talking about. Guys who are into sports. Y'all know who I'm talking about. So the thing is, you got to be very wary. You got to make a clear assessment of some of these women you're dealing with to find out what angle they could potentially utilize against you. Always look at it from that perspective. Because we want to wish for the best. We want to hope for the best when we interact with people, even if we have a little side piece. But always think, what angle could she use just in case she decided to break bad? Think in those terms. Because a lot of guys don't think in those terms. You think that everything is going to be hunky-dory. You think everything is going to be smooth sailing. Your ego makes you think that everybody likes you. And sometimes people can turn on you and break bad. And you have to understand and know how to protect yourself just in case they decide to break bad. You understand that? But again, the black man did something to me, the victim of a black man hustle, that's the way to come up. That's how Kim Kardashian came up. That's exactly how Kim Kardashian came up with the whole sex tape. I was in love. Ray J was my boyfriend. I didn't know that he was going to put our sex tape out. I didn't know. It was that whole, I'm a victim of the sex tape. I didn't know. I thought this was an intimate moment between me and Ray J, which was bullshit, but that's the public perception and it worked for her. So again, it's a major come up to be the victim of a black man. That's why I said, man, on last week's show, sometimes, man, it's better to get you a front door hoe. Somebody who's coming in the door, letting you know she's a hoe. I'm a hoe. Here's my price. Let's get it popping. Sometimes it's easier for that. I've been saying that something, the game has evolved to a certain degree. Because, see, the front door hoe can't really use the victim hustle. You hoeing, that's a lifestyle choice. You choose to be in that lifestyle. So if somebody breaks bread and hit it, you can't say, oh, I'm a victim. Nobody's going to buy that. So that eliminates the victim hustle. Now, women in the game do, on a side note, they do try to use the victim hustle when hoeing is popping off because they can just say, well, a black pimp made me a hoe. But when women become a certain age and they're out here renegade hoeing, doing it on their own, that victim hustle don't work no more, because a lot of females are out here renegading, and if you ain't with the pimp no more, you can't say this pimp is making me do it, and if you ain't with him, you can't use that no more. So this game can go all types of different ways. You just have to understand all the angles, especially if you're a black man. You really have to understand all the angles that's out here. Let's get a couple more calls. What's going on? Who's calling?
What up, Tariq? I called earlier, man. I had a follow-up question I didn't get a chance to ask you.
Go ahead, fam.
I don't want to filibuster the whole radio show, but yeah, I want to know if you can give me some tips on some long-distance relationship issues or whatever. Not issues, but just the situation itself, because I feel like the distance has brought about some simple behaviors at times as far as me texting or calling too much. You know, I was never like that when she was out here, but the distance has brought forth some of these, like, other things I've never really experienced before as far as...
Yeah, that's kind of understandable. When you're away from somebody, even, you know, if I'm away from my lady a few days, you know, we miss each other. So I can understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. You missing the person that you have an intimate relationship with. That's cool in the game. But what kind of simpish behavior do you think you've gotten into with her?
Well, it was like, you know, I talked to her. She was like, you know, you call in and texting and talking about, like, the relationship way too much as far as how she feels about the relationship.
She said that?
Well, like, because I'm always asking her questions, like, you know, do you have doubts about me going out there, and how do you feel about me, and all this other stuff. I'm making a big sacrifice by me going out there. So I'm asking all these questions about the relationship on her end, and she just got a new job. She's stressed out, working long hours, and she's like, I don't want to just, you know, always talk about us when we talk. When I talk to you, I want to talk to you and have a lighthearted conversation and not have to always have a serious-ass conversation about the relationship every time, you know?
So how do you feel about her?
I knew you were going to play that song on me, dude. I knew you were going to play that song on me.
I was hoping you wouldn't go catch it.
It's a serious relationship, man. I'm not going to go into some, like, simple-ass fucking monologue about it. But, yeah, I love her. I care about her. But I'm not, like, calling her up like, baby, I love you. I miss you so much. Like, that kind of situation.
Exactly.
It's more like, you know, how do you feel as far as, you know, the relationship goes? And are you serious? Because I'm not going to go out there if you ain't serious about our shit. You feel me?
Exactly. Exactly. You're going to be all right, man. Again, it's normal. Now, how long have y'all been dealing with each other, by the way?
Been together for about 2 years or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah, 2 years. When she was out here and lived with me, like, she was much more kind of needy than I was. It was like, once she moved to Texas, all of a sudden that, like, fight or flight syndrome came in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started becoming a little bit clingy sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes I'll display clinginess.
Okay.
And the more I kind of clung, the more I kind of showed that neediness, the more distant she became. You feel me?
I feel that.
So I had to reverse
Oh, man, just get on out there, man, with your lady and get it popping, because it sounds like you might be a little nervous. Somebody else might be hitting it. That's what that sounds like, man. It might, if she ain't around, that's what it sounds like, dude. You hiding all that shit. You're like, what is she down there doing? And that's why you're calling. You're down there, you're calling to see if it's some niggas in the background to see what's
going on. I got no reason to think that, man, but she thinks that I'm having trust issues with her. She's like, babe, I ain't doing nothing. Relax. And then going on, I'm just working and going home pretty much.
Exactly. She even feels it. Yeah, of course. She even feels that. And that's it. Deep down, that's what it really is. You might not want to admit it to yourself, but deep down, you're like, look, I got to keep tabs on her. If I call her every day, I'm going to keep these niggas off her back. And that ain't going to, you know, that ain't going to work. A nigga will be, be eating her ass with her on the phone with you. But I think you know her better than we do. So she should be a cool chick. Just chill out and get on down there, man, and just make the relationship happen. You feel me?
All right, for sure, bro. Okay,
well, thanks for the call, man.
Peace. No problem.
Yes, indeed. All right, let me get a couple of more calls. My man was on one. My man is in love. Endless love. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Ray from St. Louis.
Ray from St. Louis. What's on your mind, player?
Hey, man, I just called in just to get some tips on really how to reinvent yourself, how to upgrade yourself.
Well, to upgrade yourself and reinvent yourself, man, you got to get up and you got to do new stuff. You got to get new tools to reinvent, man. Just like if you want to build a new car up, you got to go get brand new parts, brand new engine, new wheels, new interior, and you got to build. And you do that by encountering new people, going to new places, experiencing new things, and that's how you become a new person and reinvent yourself. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. All right, y'all, let me get up out of here, family. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Show. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Ladies and gentlemen, go to TariqElite.com. We got the leather jacket still. We got the t-shirt still. We got the sunglasses still. Get all that good stuff at TariqElite.com. I will holler at you Sunday on Ustream. Peace.